I'm Deborah Schnabel. In February 2014, in a 4-2 vote, the Haynesboro Assembly adopted a design plan for the harbor expansion project. I was an assembly member and cast a dissenting vote. Several mistakes were made that evening. The one most consequential was cutting the Planning Commission out of the planning process. I encourage you to attend this Thursday night's Planning Commission meeting to speak to the issue of the planning process. Design concepts for the harbor expansion were drawn up by the Ports and Harbor Advisory Committee and our engineers. Advising the Assembly on matters relating to ports and harbors is its right, but the Assembly does not have the right to make land use decisions unilaterally. The Planning Commission is our sole planning body with authority to conduct public hearings on planning matters, capital projects, and public facilities to ensure consistency with the comprehensive and coastal management plans. In February 2015, 1 year after the Assembly's vote, Ports and Harbor Advisory Chair Norm Hughes took the design plan at 35% to the Planning Commission for its first look at the plans. That initiated publication of the design by the Chilkat Valley News, and that publication generated public comment, and it became increasingly evident that the public had concerns about several aspects of the project. For 18 months, this community has been in a swirl of controversy about the harbor expansion project. Through it all, our leadership has held fast to the idea that the time to speak out about the plan is over and that we are too far gone to go back. This is not leadership. The reasons the opposition to this project has not gelled are at least threefold. One, the many facets of the project make it difficult to focus. The steel wall, the cost of maintenance, the lack of financing, the time frame for construction, the size of the parking lot, the rubble mound, the use of the uplands, the loss of Lookout Park. Two, everyone knows a fisherman and doesn't want to appear opposed to supporting the fishing industry, regardless of the fact that the design does not give the fishermen what they need. And three, we are so tired of this project. It's been ongoing for 16 years. We've spent millions of dollars studying and planning, so the prevailing attitude is to move forward, do something, right or wrong. Thursday night's Planning Commission agenda includes a discussion of the harbor expansion project. It is unclear what it will discuss, but I hope it is the fact that the administration has signed off on its own land use permit without regard to the fact that the project does not conform to our comprehensive plan, to coastal management plan, or to our zoning map. I hope the Planning Commission corrects that omission. My main objection is that we have not undertaken due diligence to discover how we will pay for the remaining half of the harbor project, the half that builds floats. My second objection is that the design is being driven by our willingness to accept free money from Fish and Game for a sport boat launch ramp if we agree to give up several acres of upland waterfront for a parking lot. Please visit the Planning Commission, appeal to its purpose. Plan a harbor expansion project that serves our needs at a cost we can afford. Thank you. I'm Deborah Schnabel.